goth subculture originated in Britain more than 40 years ago, and it is undergoing something of a resurgence. NPR's Vanessa Romo takes us to Los Angeles, where a regular party blends goth with a much more traditional genre.
The scene outside of the Regent in downtown LA on a recent Saturday night is wild. The venue, which holds 1,000 people, is sold out, and the gaggle of goths waiting to get inside is getting antsy, swaying to the Joy Division bleeding through the doors. Tina Estrella, who's known in these circles as Hauntina, made a 50-mile trek to be here.
I commute an hour over here, but yes.
Where do you live?
So I'm like an hour east, yeah.
It's Gothic Cumbia Night, a mostly monthly dance party combining goth and cumbia music. Cumbia is a genre of Latin American dance music that first became popular in the 60s. It combines guitars, synthesizers, and African-based percussion, and it's most recognizable for its kind of rhythm. The night is a chance for LA's Latino goths, or darks, to turn out in their best outfits and sweat the night away. Gothic Cumbia is the witchy brainchild of a Latino American creative collective called Los Goths Company. Its founders keep their identities anonymous. They say they want to maintain a sense of mystery. In a statement, they said their goal is to celebrate their dual identities with, quote, those who find joy in the blend of tradition and darkness. The mashup is clearly resonating with Latino partygoers. Hundreds of first-generation kids who grew up listening to Bauhaus in their bedrooms and Los Angeles Azules at family birthday parties are all flocking to the dance night.
You get that nostalgia of, like, this is the music I grew up on, you know? So it's really fun to have, like, that good balance of, like, the dark wave subculture, but you're also listening to, like, the songs that you would listen to in your dad's car.
It's like the commitment of goth, but with a sense of humor. Goth, pero vaquero, or cowboy. That's Ray Garcia's inspiration. He's become internet famous as Goth Dio. It takes him 3 hours to do his makeup, but his outfits?
I went inside my father's closet, got the leather jacket, got the boots, put the pants and the belts and try to make it look Western goth. Add my own flavor into the already established vaquero look.
Out on the dance floor, the Los Goths crew have decorated the Stark space with black balloons. The team throws out multicolored light sticks for people to wave around, which they do, gleefully. Up on stage, there are 2 12-foot-tall skeletons, the kind you get at Home Depot around Halloween. There's even a guy on stilts, dressed as a robot, who cumbias his way through the crowds.
I don't know. I've never seen it before. If it has been somewhere, I just haven't been there.
That's Alexia Rodidis. They've been trying to make it to Gothic Cumbia for months. As a musician, Rodidis loves the collision of their 2 favorite genres. It may seem counterintuitive to others, but if you know, they say. Because in a lot of goth music, and even goth-adjacent stuff, like The Smiths, there's a lot of crossover, according to Rodidis.
Because there's a 2-step element to it. And, like, the 2-step is like a cumbia step, you know what I mean? Because they just, they meld together in, like, such a beautiful way.
It's definitely a vibe, and one that's gaining momentum. Next month, they'll be in Texas, so get your dark tejanas ready. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.